Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So 300,000 houses by 2030, cheaper childcare, increase in road spending, but no special deals for the independent TDs. They're just some of the promises and the claims that have emerged following the agreement of a new programme for government, which has been published ahead of Micheál Martin's expected return to the Taoiseach's office next week. Well, I'm joined now in the studio by Martin Hayden, Fine Gael TD and current Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture, and Martin Hayden helped negotiate the deal. On the line, I'm joined by independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray, and Sinead Gibney, who's Social Democrats TD for Dublin Rathdown. I'm going to go to the line first and to Michael Healy-Ray. Michael, good morning to you. I was listening to you there on Radio Kerry. You were on with your brother Danny, and you were thanking all of the people in the family and beyond who'd helped you negotiate this deal. But I find that it's hard to get used to thinking about you as a minister in a government led by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Like, I think it's fair to say that most people would have seen you as too political, astute, and maybe too cute to go in. Can you explain why you signed up?
Well, first of all, while I was thanking people this morning, I also want to thank the people from the government parties' sides, because they worked very diligently, as did everybody in Michael Lowry's group, the Fianna Fáil people, the Fine Gael people, the Healy Rays. What everybody did was work together to produce a document, a programme for government, that I would be actually very proud of. I believe it's a programme for government of common sense that reflects the results of the council election, the Dáil election, whereby everybody from all parties and none went out, they knocked on the doors, they met with the groups, the community groups, they listened to people. I'd like to think of this incoming government as going to be a government of common sense, of going back to basics, and for instance, if you only look at the roads programme, there's a very progressive roads programme, because we need investment in our roads because people have to travel to work.
Yeah, I heard you talking about this. It's interesting that you bring it up, because you said that highlighted projects in Kerry that need to be progressed, your voters there will see that happen. And then Danny mentioned the Killarney bypass. Is that top of the list?
No, I wouldn't go talking about lists. What I'd go talking about is priorities. Everybody knows we have priorities of projects that need to be progressed in Kerry. As every deputy, both Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and if you were above in Galway this minute, there's people who want a road above in Galway to alleviate the pressure of the city. Mm-hmm. There are projects that need to be progressed. What myself and my brother did was we highlighted to government projects that need to be progressed in Kerry, as I'm sure every other person has done. And what we are ensuring now in the programme for government, if you study it very carefully, there's a surety of funding whereby organisations such as TII, who might have been hindered before by a stop-start process, now they will have a surety of funding, which I think is progressive and is good, and it's what the people of Ireland want.
And listen, nobody would criticise a TD for pushing for things for their own constituency. That's what you're elected for. That's how our electoral system works. Did you get any specific commitments on roads projects for Kerry or other infrastructure projects for Kerry?
The way I will word that to you is we highlighted projects that need to be progressed. A new national development plan will be brought forward, and working in conjunction with the partners in government, we will be looking to deliver to the people of Ireland and use taxpayers' money and funding that we will be able to secure in the best way possible.
Okay.
Energy security is very important, and that's reflected in the programme for government. But I really want to compliment everybody who worked in this document, and I look forward to working with these people and being diligent and being servant-like to the people of Ireland.
I find it so interesting that you're going in, because it's a big risk for you to take. And I wonder, you know, and I heard you speaking about your father today. He never took that step. You know, do you see what I'm saying? It's just a big risk for you to take, because you're going to have to defend things that you don't like carbon tax increases over the next 5 years.
Well, I'm sorry to correct you, Claire, but maybe you're too young to remember Jackie Healy-Rae supported government.
No, different. I do remember, but he was never, right. he's never a minister. This is different. This is different. It's a big step for you. You have to accept that. It's a big deal.
Of course it is. But we did this in consultation with our five councillors and in conjunction with the group of people who help us throughout the county. They're in every town and in every village, and we listened very carefully to what they wanted. But remember, Jackie Healy-Rae had to vote for austerity measures that were beyond belief. And at the time when the country was in crisis, and indeed when many of the government supporting people were unsteady and unsure, there was a number of independents. And to be honest with you, they were, like Bertie Ahern always said, Jackie Healy-Rae might have been more reliable than a lot of my own people. Mm-hmm. And because when we shake hands and when we do an agreement, the one thing that this government will be assured of, we will support them, we will work with them, we will do everything. We're individuals, of course we are, but we're part of a team now, and the team is to work for Ireland.
Right.
Whoever the senior ministers are going to be, we're all going to put down our heads, whatever roles we're going to have, and we're going to work for people
in
the best way we can.
Stay on there, because as I said, I have one of the team in the studio with me, one of your team, Martin Hayden. How hard did they push you? What did they get?
Well, ultimately here, what we've done since over 4 or 5 weeks ago now, started a process of engagement on a programme for government, predominantly led by Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil initially. And then after Christmas, we would have had engagement with other parties.
Mm. We know what you did. What did they get? Because you didn't get the Healy-Rae's for just a junior ministry.
So what we got is a really strong programme for government that's going to deliver stable government for the country for 5 years. There is no individual list. But Michael is no different than any of us. You know, I've been a Fine Gael TD for 14 years. I've had my projects in Kildare that have been really important to me. And you use your opportunity in the Dáil and as a member of government to raise the Ring Road for a Tie, which was opened, and the second bridge for Newbridge will be important to me. So I've no doubt Michael has issues in Kerry, as every Fine Gael TD and Senator and Fianna Fáil TD and Senator will. The independents will have those too. But what's key there is we have a national development plan. And that is up for review, but it's a national development plan that is really set out about how our country should grow. And any projects and measures, whether it's additional school places, whether it's more hospital beds, it's all about delivering for our country in a safe and sustainable way.
But
and that's
can,
what
you
our
can
structures.
Be, you can be honest about signing up, not just the Healy-Rae's, but all of the independents, that you will have promised them something specific. Like Barry Heenahan said it this morning, you don't go in as an independent unless you're going to get something in return for support for your government. Like, you shouldn't try to pull the wool over people's eyes and say there weren't deals for independence.
I'm being really clear here. I sat in 5 weeks of negotiations and there isn't a list. There wasn't individual projects talked about. There's no nod and wink here. This is about us building a significant coalition with a good majority that can deliver for the country stable government for 5 years, 5 budgets. Mm-hmm. And when you think of the headwinds we face internationally and the challenges to our economy, many of which are outside of our control, it is really, really important that we can send that clear message. So building that coalition, having the likes of Michael and the regional independents and Danny and those in, allows us to have that bigger buffer, which means we can get on with the business of government and not be looking over our shoulder with a slimmer majority. Okay. And that is important for the country.
Because Barry did say there's no constituency deals in writing, but we do have agreements in regards, for example, to the HSE capital plan.
So in terms of capital plans...
For his constituency.
It's set out in the programme for government in terms of, we're going to deliver 4,500 extra beds over the lifetime of the government. There isn't individual deals. Mm-hmm. And the Taoiseach...
Sean Canny was talking on his local radio station about securing road spending in his constituency too.
There'll be road spending in every constituency, and that's fair enough. But, you know, the Taoiseach was asked this, and we had a 3.5 hour meeting of our Fine Gael parliamentary party yesterday. The Taoiseach was asked this question, and it was a very positive meeting because, you know, Fine Gael colleagues were really happy that so much of what was in our manifesto for the election has made its way into the programme for government. But they asked that question too, and he gave the explicit commitment that there was no lists and there was no side deals.
Okay, so Sinead Gibney is with us as well from the Social Democrats. You decided not to carry on with the conversations you were having initially with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Does it sound to you like specific constituency deals have been done? And do you have an issue with that, if that is the case?
Thanks, Claire. I mean, I certainly want to start by wishing well to the government for the work they have ahead of them. And I really do hope that they can address some of the really significant problems we're seeing in Irish society. But I think some of the phrases you've used around pulling the wool over people's eyes, what we're hearing from both the independents and the two parties involved is really dancing around the issue. There's no list. There's, you know, the phrases that we're hearing seem to be a little bit rehearsed in that there's no question. I mean, the actual programme for government seems to be a very crude collation of the two Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael manifestos. There doesn't seem to be much presence of the rural independence within that document. So the question then becomes, well, what are they getting? And I think what we're hearing is that it's not in writing, but it is very clearly the case. And I do think that's an issue because we are elected as Dáil representatives to set national policy. And that's what we entered into the programme for government talks to do, is to talk about policy at a national level. We all, of course, push within the Dáil for our own constituency that we represent. I will be doing the same for Dublin Rathdown. But it absolutely should not be a negotiation within the development of a programme for government, which is for the people of Ireland. So yes, we do have an issue with it.
So you're saying promises have been made, you believe, that we're not seeing in the programme for government.
Well, I mean, I'm going exactly on the same quotes that you've been providing. Barry Heenahan saying, for example, that of course you're going to get something in return. And as you've said on their local media, that these independent, regional independent TDs are doing exactly that, saying that they are going to be providing. And that's not how we should be operating. What we should be here to do is to develop national policy to work for Ireland as a society. I mean, the really significant problems that we're seeing around housing, climate, these are not, and quality public services, I do not see anything in this programme for government that is going to bring us on track to actually address what has been real issues facing Irish society.
Okay. Martin Hale, you're
that's what we would have brought in terms of policy development.
But you decided not to carry on. I mean, you know, you can criticise as much as you want, but you did take the decision to walk away.
We left the door open, but we had identified that there was clear policy gaps, and every movement from the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael seemed to be that they were intent on going in with the independents, and the numbers simply did not provide us with the leverage that we needed to get the policy developments that we wanted. So we didn't walk away. We stayed in this process as long as we could, and we absolutely are intent on governing this country with a model of social democracy that will deliver for the people of Ireland. And we will do that when we can get the policies that we want to implement.
OK, Martin Hayden, your response to that. Sinead Gibney doesn't buy that there weren't secret deals done, and maybe they're not in the programme for government, but that she believes those negotiations were had and that the independents were given promises that were not being told about.
No, that's just not the case. And it's fine, and Sinead and her party might want to paint a picture like that, but that's just not the case. The fact is, I came on here this morning thinking I would talk about what's in the programme for government as opposed to us talking about what's not in.
We can.
But no, like, there is a point here as well. Like, Fine Gael never shies away from being in government. It's not always simple. We face many headwinds. There's many challenges. There's a lot of areas we want to do better in, like the area of disability. We want to reduce childcare costs. And we've really ambitious programme for government now here to be able to deliver on that. It is fair to say, while Social Democrats never closed the door, they were fairly half-hearted in their discussions.
That's not true.
Like, you know, the door was open there. There was no red line issue that I don't think couldn't have been worked through if there had been a really full commitment to engage in that. But from early on, Labour and Social Democrats looked like they were trying to mark each other and just kind of, you know, see who can stay in the opposition. Government is about taking hard decisions, putting yourself in there, and there will be difficult days, and I've experienced them, and all colleagues have, but you do it for the right reasons, for the good of the country, and that's what Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the independents have now signed up to.
Listen, you want to talk about the programme for government, and Jen Bray has done a great job in the Irish Times going through the language in it and talking about, really, I suppose you would describe how woolly it is. You know, the word explore 34 times, examine 86 times, reviews are mentioned 120 times, like working towards 7 times. They're not promises, are they?
There is so much substance in this. I think we did a word count on the document. It's 46,000 words. So obviously Jennifer picked out some of those words. And, you know, there is an element here. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are continuing work that we started in the last Dáil term. And we have made really big progress in terms of meeting our housing targets and beyond. But we know we have to do so much more. And that's why that ramped up ambition of delivering over 300,000 houses between now and 2030 is a really clear, very concrete commitment. But also what's in the programme for government is about how we build capacity. Because we know so many of our constraints right now in Ireland are actually not financial. They're actually capacity constraints, and we have full employment. If you look at many of the areas where we want to do so much more in the area of disability, staff is a key role in that. In the health service, staff is a key role. Teachers and having an appropriate amount of teachers. So putting in place mechanisms there that make sure that we have appropriate training places for our disability services and beyond, that we deliver that new national disability strategy. There is so much in this programme for government that will allow the relevant ministers, when they're appointed next Wednesday, to really be able to drive on with a really concrete a programme for government that will actually put the country first and put us on a very solid footing for the next 5 years.
Michael Healy-Ray, to come back to you, I mean, mad referendums, as Danny called them yesterday, are out, and you say common sense is in. I was interested to hear, though, that you have spoken to your new partners now in government about having freedom of conscience on votes on things like assisted dying, and if there is a further vote on access to abortion. Can you explain to us what was behind that from your point of view?
Well, our views on issues such as abortion and the assisted dying bill as it was proposed, we would have concerns over things like that. So when we say that we are partners in this government, we wanted to make quite clear from the very beginning that matters of conscience like that, that we would have a free vote in whatever way we wanted to vote with our hearts and our souls, as every member should be entitled to do so. And we were glad to receive those assurances. But could I just say, while we're talking about the programme for government, and Martin Hayden there, like, he worked extremely diligently, and I know this personally, in an issue that was of great concern of ours as well. And that was with regard to carers, people taking care of people in their homes and the whole issue of means testing. And Martin was extremely strong and vocal on this, that people taking care of people in their homes, they should be assisted more than what they have been in the past. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that that's reflected in the programme for government.
But there's no... But I can't see what the timeline is on that. It stretches out over a long period of time, and there are provisos in there around assessing how much it's going to cost. So do you know how it's going to work? Can you tell people that today?
I can. The reason why there was a concern, and Martin would know this every bit as good and better than I do, there was costings given as to what it would actually cost the Exchequer, what it would cost the government to implement this measure. And there was two different costs came in, which were so far from each other that it needed further examination.
Is this 600 million versus 2 billion?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And the problem here was government are very firm on this. They want to do more for people taking care of people at home. They recognise their importance in Irish society. They recognise that they're saving the state a fortune. And what Fine Gael and what Fianna Fáil desperately want, as we want to make the lot of those people better. But no Minister for Finance can sign a blank cheque. Nobody can agree to something that we're not sure of what it will actually finish up costing. And again, this is coming back to being prudent. We want to do the right thing, but we want to do it in a managed and structured way. So the commitment is there, and it is very firm, it is very precise that yes, this will be helped and will be resolved, and people can look forward to better recognition of their efforts.
Okay, but we don't know exactly when that would happen.
It will happen, and it will happen in the lifetime of this government.
Okay, on matters of conscience, Martin Hayden, was that an assurance you gave to all of the independents joining you, that they would be allowed a free vote on things like assisted dying?
Well, we have the principle there of conscience votes that there has, on a number of occasions in the last all, has manifested itself out. There isn't any referendum in the programme for government proposed that right now would throw up that issue. But as we know, many things, you know, your programme for government is a guiding document, it's your anchor, but it's not, it can't and doesn't cover everything that and every eventuality that will come up. So I absolutely anticipate that on votes of conscience, that principle that has been established will continue.
But only on votes of conscience?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like there's a discipline with being in government, and that can't slip, because that undermines people's confidence in government. But ultimately, just back to the point that Michael made there around the carers and why it needs to be done on a phased basis, he's absolutely right to say we need to know exactly how much it would cost. But also the fact that everything we do, and this is also is at the heart of what Fine Gael policy is making sure we don't put the economy at risk. Mm-hmm. So we will, in my first term in 2011 to 16, knows what it feels like to be part of a government that votes to take things away from people. So we don't want to introduce something in a and do something too quick, that then means we overextend ourselves and put the economy at risk. So everything we will do will be about having a safe, secure economy. We will build our competitiveness in our economy. We will support our small businesses and our farmers and our rural and urban communities. But at its heart will be to ensure that when we do something for people, when we can give something extra, like getting childcare down to €200 a month for hard-pressed families and extending fuel allowance for older people, when we do that, that we can do that in a sustainable way that it doesn't put the economy at risk.
And Sinead Gibney, I know the Social Democrats were concerned about where the green agenda would land now that the Greens are gone. So you must be pleased to see that people like Michael and Danny Healy-Rae are going to support carbon tax increases.
I still have major concerns on the regression on climate. I mean, we were already not meeting targets as a country. And I think the direction of travel in this document seems to be that we are going to be even less ambitious. I mean, there's 20 billion in fines coming down the track for us by 2030 if we don't meet our targets, which we are absolutely not going to do by the measure of this document. And unfortunately, there seems to be an attitude of this government, well, nobody's going to meet their targets, we'll manage it as we come. And that is absolute nonsense. I mean, we're seeing a real lack of ambition here, but also around specifics, like Michael mentioned, the road spend, for example, the ratio has dropped at a time when we need investment in our public transport to a huge scale if we want to meet those targets. We're seeing, for example, what seems to be the pathway opening for an LNG terminal, and absolutely energy security needs to be something that we address, but it is not through private operators for LNG. We need to make sure that we are investing in the right type of response. And none of these are, I certainly don't think that the direction of travel is something that we're happy with or comfortable with in any way. I think quite the opposite.
Okay. Very brief final word on that, Martin Hayden, regression on climate change policies.
Sinead mentioned lack of specifics, and she had a complete lack of specifics when she made that charge, because it's just not borne out of fact. We have a really ambitious programme for government here. It was the one area in the negotiations where we actually spent probably the most amount of time, brought in outside people to talk to us on it, to talk it through, to make sure that we knew exactly what the challenges are with our energy system, the opportunities on the solar, particularly offshore wind. And, the document is really, really strong in that space. So there is no shortage here in terms of ambition for us to do the right thing while protecting the economy. And in terms of being able to invest in our infrastructure and beyond, we see the National Development Plan currently $65 billion, being able to go to $95 billion because we've managed that economy well. And then we'll also be able to support our businesses, like with the hospitality sector, and getting them back down to 9% VAT rate. That is so important.
All right, listen, we have to leave it there. But thank you all. Martin Hayden, Sinead Gibney and Michael Healy-Rae. We'll take a break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.